Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 34 degrees. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 12 degrees. Warming up nicely as we head into Saturday with sunshine and our high nearing 46. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 9 above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. About $58.6 million will help clean up around 5,400 abandoned oil wells in Kansas. On Thursday, Representative Sharice David said $58.6 million is headed to the Sunflower State to help clean up over 5,400 hazardous abandoned oil and gas wells that pollute backyards, recreation areas, and public spaces around Kansas. David said the historic investments to clean up the sites will create union jobs, introduce new economic opportunities, and reduce dangerous methane leaks. As vice chair of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, David says she helped lead the investments to passage. A student was found dead in his dorm Thursday evening at the University of Kansas. KU Public Safety says officers responded to a welfare check just after 5 p.m. at Pearson Residence Hall. The officers arrived to find a male student deceased in his room. KU Public Safety says no foul play is suspected. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office on Thursday charged Wichita Police Department Officer Andrew Barnett with one count of misdemeanor battery and one count of disorderly conduct. That's according to Police Department spokesman Officer Trevor Macy. The charges involved two separate incidents that occurred in 2021. The first incident occurred on May 14th when Barnett was accused of battery against a prisoner. On December 2nd, Wichita police officials learned of another incident involving Barnett while off duty at Eisenhower National Airport. The Airport Police Department investigated that incident. Silver Lake residents will see an uptick of officers near the high school hoping to ticket those who break the law. Between February 21st and March 1st of this year, the Silver Lake Police Department says it'll join the Kansas Department of Transportation Traffic Safety Resource Office and the Kansas SAFE program to increase enforcement of traffic laws near high schools. The campaign is also meant to raise awareness of roadway safety and accident prevention. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say one person and nine horses died in a fire at a horse barn near Bennington. The fire was reported early Thursday at Heartland Farms. Waterloo Fire Chief Travis Harlow said one firefighter suffered serious injuries while battling the blaze and was taken to Creighton University Medical Center, Bergen Mercy in Omaha. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A Florida truck driver has pleaded no contest to misdemeanor vehicular homicide charges in a crash last year on I-80 that killed a La Vista man and his 7-year-old son. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 51-year-old York Wind Crawford of North Miami Beach, Florida, entered the plea Wednesday and faces up to 2 years in jail when he's sentenced in April. Investigators say Crawford was driving a semi-trailer west on I-80 the morning of September 4th when he plowed into a line of vehicles, including the back of a pickup truck carrying 41-year-old Mark Compass and and 7-year-old Taylor Kalpist, who died. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 380 Vermilion Frankfort Centralia Superintendent Matt Rogers has announced his resignation effective the end of his school year due to health reasons. He served as district superintendent since 2018. Applications for his replacement are due February 11th, with interviews to be scheduled beginning February 21st. The board hopes to hire a new superintendent by the end of this month for USD 380. Additional security was added at the Gage County Courthouse Thursday as a Beatrice man, Brandon Long, age 26, was sentenced in the shooting death of Alex Rader, New Year's Eve 2020. Long pled no contest to charges of a terroristic threat and felon weapon possession after he reportedly fired a shot at a then unidentified man with a face mask outside the Long residence in Beatrice. An investigation revealed a relationship between Rader and Long's fiance. Noting little or no criminal history, college degree, and previous employment with the Nebraska Department of Corrections, the judge sentenced Brandon Long to 2 consecutive 90-day jail terms, but with credit for time served, Long will serve a 6-year probation. The defense had sought a prison term in the matter. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County January 23rd. Reagan Bramhall of Frankfort lost control on K-9 just east of 25th Road, reportedly swerving for a deer. The vehicle overturned and struck a fence in a farmyard. The driver was taken by private vehicle for treatment of injuries. Another accident in Marshall County was reported January 14th. Jimmy Flower Jr. of Blue Rapids was traveling on 8th near Zenith Road, south of Blue Rapids, when his vehicle left the road and overturned after striking a field entrance. The driver was taken by private vehicle with injuries, while 2 passengers were not injured. A soil health workshop is planned in Seneca next Friday, February 11th. Guest speakers will include Lucinda Stunkel, regenerative farmer and ag instructor, as well as Dale Strickler, author, agronomist, and cover seed expert, along with a Q&A session for producers and landowners, plus a wraps update. Ryan Smith will talk more during our public affairs program this Saturday, airing at 7:10 on KNDY. He'll outline programs available through Glacial Hills RCD, who is hosting the day-long workshop at the Nemahal County Community Building February 11th. Advance reservations are requested by Monday. Contact Ryan Smith at 785-340-2524. KNDY will air Ag Outlook Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., as the Mid-America Ag Network annually highlights grain and livestock prospects ahead in the new year. Again, tune 8 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on KNDY for Ag Outlook. RSVP of Northeast Kansas is offering income tax preparation assistance for low to moderate individuals, families, and senior citizens. Because of the COVID pandemic, they will offer tax assistance by mail or drop off only this tax season. People who have had their taxes prepared by the RSVP in the past should receive information in the mail outlining the process. Those who have not used the service or do not receive the mailing can stop by the RSVP office in downtown Marysville and pick up paperwork or phone 785-562-2154. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Polish dog, red skin potatoes, mixed veggies, and apricots. Monday's menu, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, California blend, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News, time 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As an upper-level high-pressure system starts to make its way through, we finally will have a break from cooler temperatures. Temperatures will quickly warm up throughout the day today and stay very mild throughout the weekend. Conditions will continue to stay dry and clear with lots of sunshine throughout the next few days. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s to lower 40s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will remain on the chillier side overnight tonight, with lows just above and below zero throughout Iowa, the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Nebraska, and the single digits to lower teens throughout Missouri and Kansas. Temperatures will warm up quickly as we head into Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 42. Record high on this date, 75. The average low, 20, and the record low, 17 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:31. Sunset this evening at 5:51. 9 degrees ahead of sunrise, but winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 4th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at cambridgeplaceseniorcare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ariana Miller. I'm a junior at Marysville Junior Senior High School, and I am co-director of MHS's Drama Dogs production of The Littlefield Gazette Will Not End Today. This play is based around the staff of Littlefield Gazette. It peeks into the lives of everyday people and their work on the newspaper. However, people's lives are about to be flipped upside down. Budding romances, terminal illness, and desperation is all veiled throughout this dramatic comedy.
Ice Trey ends the NBA's longest active win streak and Pac-12 supremacy on the line in Arizona. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Hawks star Trey Young single-handedly cooled off the scorching Suns.
Kevin in the lane. They knock it away, and it's stolen now by Trey again, and he hits the three. Good night, Phoenix.
The call on WZGC. Despite a sore shoulder, Young went off for a game-high 43 points, including 6 3 balls. Atlanta snapped Phoenix's 11-game win streak with a 124-115 decision. It's the Suns' first loss since January 8th. The latest battle for Los Angeles between the LeBron-less Lakers and Clippers came down to the wire.
No timeouts remaining for the Clippers. Down 110-109. 10 seconds left as Jackson moves it across from right to left. Jackson a screen from his left from Terrence Mann. His double. He spins. He puts it up. He makes it in!
On KLAC, the teams exchange leads 5 times in the final minute before Reggie Jackson's layup with 4 seconds left helped the Clips sneak past the Lakers 111-110. On the college hardboards, facing off for the second time in 9 days, seventh-ranked Arizona turned the table on number three, UCLA.
Cross court over to Daylon Terry, drives to the free throw line, out to Creasa, shoots a three, it's good!
On Learfield, despite going ice cold offensively in the second half, the Wildcats managed to outlast the Bruins 76-66 to take over sole possession of first place in the Pac-12. After seeing their rivals give up ground in the Pac-12 standings, number 19 USC got hot when it mattered most.
Ellis looking to drive hard. Baseline cut by Peterson. He kicks out to Okonkolo on to Mobley. Lines up a three for the lead. Nothing but nets.
On the Trojans radio network, Isaiah Mobley's three-pointer with under 2 minutes left gave the Trojans their first lead of the second half. USC staved off Arizona State 58-53 to move into a tie for second with UCLA. And in the other top 25 matchup last night, number two Gonzaga steamrolled San Diego 92-62. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast features. Marysville tips off at Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Axta, live on FM 95.5. Frankfort travels to Centralia. Hanover's host to Republic County. Washington County tips off at Wetmore. And Lynn is at Troy. Again, Marysville at Abilene, Valley Heights hosting Axta. Our Friday feature games live on KNDY.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. National Cattlemen's Beef Association heard domestic and international leaders speak during the cattle industry and convention. Ag Secretary Vilsack, Undersecretary Robert Bonney, and British Ambassador Dame Karen Pierce expressing optimism about the future of the cattle and beef industries. Vilsack committed to addressing challenges that producers are facing regarding supply chain, processing capacity, and drought. Bonney, the Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, recognized the industry's role in conservation and the cattle producers play a critical role in environmental stewardship. Pierce shared her optimism in strengthening the relationship between the UK and the US through the continued negotiations to reach a free trade agreement. As the UK places high importance on sustainable beef production, Pierce said she's confident in the sustainability goals set last year by NCBA. Ethan Lane, the NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs, said a tremendous opportunity between the two countries is being seen. U.S. Wheat Associates says wheat price since late December has bounced up and down so far in the new year. The ongoing tension between Russia and the Ukraine, a big factor, adding uncertainty and volatility to the wheat market. Both countries are major grain exporters, and the market knows that any disruption there could quickly impact supply. Another factor, significant volatility, is commercial futures. The managed money funds take quick profits that pressure the market, but speculators also appear to be bullish on their wheat outlook, primarily because of the ongoing weather channels. Moisture is needed to put the winter wheat crop on a good footing, which means the weather will remain a driver in the wheat market. Railroad performance, another obstacle, as since December, railroad logistics have slowed down. All grain shipments during the week ending January 15th were 11% lower than 2021. Weekly rail traffic was down 7% compared to last year. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Stecklane report with our partners over at Cake News.
Talk a little bit about a country that I have been to about four different times. All those trips that I made there stick in my mind. Back in the late 80s, I went there with a couple of secretaries of agriculture on missions for the United States. We reported from there, radio, television, did some shows, if you remember back then. And then I even took a group of farmers to the Ukraine, where all this tension is mounting day by day. A place that's got more agricultural land flat as far as you could see, in fact, if you can remember me broadcasting from there. I got to tell you, it scared me then as to what they could do and what they could produce. But I wasn't too worried because, quite honestly, when I had a group of farmers with me, one farmer came up to me and said, "Hey, I just made one of these local farmers the happiest guy in the world." I said, "What'd you do?" He said, "I gave him a pair of pliers." They had nothing but junk. And guess who saved them? The United States. Boy, our people, manufacturers, they shipped them all kinds of great equipment. And they've come around now, friends, and listen to this. They are number one in sunflower seed production in the world. They're sixth in corn, sixth in barley, seventh in rapeseed, ninth in wheat, and ninth in soybeans. Can you remember when they would buy wheat, our price would go up 50 cents a bushel the next day? Well, today they're a thorn in our sides. They're a big exporter of wheat. So what will all this do if there's a war? Friends, Katie, bar the door. I haven't the slightest idea. But quite honestly, the most effect that we're going to feel is with fertilizer prices, even though they're big fertilizer exporters, but most of it goes to Europe. However, that tightens the world supply for us. So we'll have to wait and see what happens, folks, but be careful. We have fertilizer prices started to decline here in the last 2 to 3 weeks. It was looking good. Nervousness now about this Russian deal.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's never too early to think about spring planting, and we'll do a little of that next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpen app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpen is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 4th, the 35th day of the year. Charles Lindbergh was born on this day in 1902, and Olympic gold medalist Carly Patterson celebrates her 34th birthday. Our mailbox has been overflowing lately with garden and seed catalogs, and we suspect yours has too. Here's a few things to remember before you get carried away in anticipation of planting season. Most catalogs note the growing zones that plants do best in. Don't order 120-day tomatoes if your growing season is only 100 days. Take note of sunlight requirements. If you have a shady yard, a good catalog will recommend suitable plants. And finally, check the notes about the ultimate size of plants and account for it in your garden planning. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your hardiness zone at almanac.com.
9 degrees at sunrise with a warming trend into the weekend. We'll look in the middle 30s for your Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Fred VanVleet, former Wichita State guard turned NBA champion with the Toronto Raptors, added NBA All-Star to his resume on Thursday. VanVleet is averaging 21.5 points per game, 4.7 rebounds per game, and 7 assists per game for the Raptors this season, and will be a reserve in his first All-Star game appearance. VanVleet becomes the first undrafted player to make an All-Star game since Ben Wallace did it in 2006. VanVleet becomes the second Shocker to ever be named as an NBA All-Star, joining Xavier McDaniel. The All-Star game takes place on February 20th. A big college basketball matchup in Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Baylor, who is 19-3 overall, 7-2 in the Big 12, will travel to Kansas, who is 18-3, 7-1 in the Big 12. The game will be broadcast on ESPN. Baylor is ranked number 8, Kansas ranked number 10. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast features. Marysville tips off at Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Axta, live on FM 95.5. Frankfort travels to Centralia. Hanover's host to Republic County. Washington County tips off at Wetmore. And Lynn is at Troy. Again, Marysville at Abilene, Valley Heights hosting Axta. Our Friday feature games live on KNDY.
there's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 Oh, I can still feel you.